John McGivern is in the studio with us right now. So I got, yesterday, you know, we always get all these emails, and Barb wrote in, and Barb, did you see this email?
Of course I did.
You did?
I saw it, yeah, because Marcus is so, Marcus is on top of everything. You realize that.
Yeah, I know.
You've got the best producer in town.
I know we do.
But, you know.
When you would know that because apparently you've been at other radio stations because and you've met other producers.
Mm-hmm.
It says the subject line, cheater.
I got it at 8:10, okay. Just so you know.
Hi, Dave, Carol, and KB. I got in my car this morning. This is from Barb. Noticed my husband had changed the radio station. Before I could change it back to KLH, I heard a familiar voice. It was our own Johnny Mack. He was telling his tales to two other morning personalities and was having a great time. He did say it was his first time there, but I hope he only visits you guys from now on. Love the show, Barb. Thank you, Barb. That was nice of you.
Where'd you go? Who'd you go to?
Well, did you get my email? You got my email back at 8:30, which was, give me a gay break. Here I am trying to, but you know, I opened a show tonight, a brand new show in Cedarburg.
Uh-huh.
So I was talking about the show. I'm with, and I wrote to you guys saying, just so you know, I talked to WUWM, of course.
Okay.
Which you know,
yeah,
about
whatever,
that.
Yeah.
And of course I was going to call Scott and Karen about it. And I talked to Kid.
And Jane.
And Jane.
Wow.
And that was the mix.
You were all over town, huh?
That woman, Barb, must be listening to the mix as well. I mean, it's
no,
like,
if her husband had it on, it's probably the country station.
She is full of poop.
Probably the country station. That's what I'm guessing.
The country station? No, it was. I think it was Kid.
Okay.
Kid and Jane.
All right. Well, that's great.
Okay, well,
that's
nice
great.
To know you know him on
but
a
you know
first
what? That's
base,
okay.
First
that's,
name basis.
Yeah, that's okay. So apparently you do know a lot about other producers. So
yeah.
That's kind of a compliment, Marcus.
I have no idea who their producer is. I don't even know what a producer is.
But
does.
You know what? Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter because you can go to other radio stations because we're going to start I guess now's the time to announce it. We're going to start having another gay comic actor. His name is... Juan McGovern.
Yeah.
So wait, thanks. I think he's here. Hello. Mírale este hombritas. Oh, yeah, he's good.
So thanks for coming in, John. We have to go to commercials.
Oh,
we'll be back right after this.
You know, I'm
completely hey, you know
paranoid.
What? You know what? It's okay. It's okay.
It's all right.
We're confident in our radioality that you can go to another.
And you know what? I'll bet those appearances sold at least 4 tickets for you.
Not a one.
A one. They're like, who is that?
And who cares?
So you were talking about Midsummer Night McGivern. So what kind of stories are you telling?
I'm talking about some childhood stories. Going to camp.
Oh, I went to camp.
You did?
Oh, sure I did.
We dreamed of going to camp. Because, of course, you know, Cindy Grenz, who was an only child, went to horse camp.
Oh.
And when you ask my dad, can we go to horse camp? No. It's like, why? Well, because it's too expensive. Well, how come Cindy can go? Because she's an only child. It's like, oh, God. And then another girl went to spelling camp. It's like,
oh, that had to be fun. That's, you know, last summer at spelling camp.
Wow. She did not want to go to spelling camp.
I ended up going to camp with my sister and my mom.
What
kind of camp is that?
Camp?
It was a Girl Scout camp.
Oh. Wow.
I went to Girl Scout camp in the Kettle Moraine.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're starting to get to it, aren't we?
That explains so much. And you probably were really good at making those potholders.
Can I tell you? The woven sit-upon.
Yes.
We didn't do that. There were 6 boys at the Girl Scout camp because the mothers were Girl Scout leaders or Girl Scout helpers.
Uh-huh.
And so they had the 6 of us, 6 boys in the woods digging for bugs. You know me? I was like, we got to what? We got to dig for bugs. I want to be making macaroni necklaces. Which, as it turned out, the story turns were... We spent 2 weeks, these 6 boys, and it turned out to be like the best experience of my life.
Really?
You know, we took Indian names, and we assumed that we discovered a new world, and we dug for bugs, and we canoed, and we fished, and it was the first time we're a group of boys, and I mean, it was really fun. We wrestled. Shut up, KB!
at Girl Scout camp.
No. I can't go there right now.
Did you go to Girl Scout camp?
No.
No.
I never went to camp or anything like that. I had to do all my bug digging in the alley.
You did?
Yeah.
I went to Cub Scout camp.
Did you?
Yeah. Like a Boy Scout camp, but I was a Cub Scout at the time.
I went to Weeblow camp. It was in San Francisco.
Hello.
I don't want to be in the woods with a man in khaki shorts. And a neckerchief. Sorry.
You've met my Uncle Roy. John McGivern is in the studio. Patty writes in, I also heard John on a different radio station, but it wasn't the same. They cut him off, and it was a real short interview. Nothing like when he's on KLH. Mm-mm. You guys rock, Patty.
Thanks, Patty.
That was probably not the commercial radio station?
It was.
Oh, yeah. It was? Okay.
Jane and Kim.
Oh.
Very nice. Okay. Once again, Juan McGovern coming in.
You know? I like him.
As with all cheating people, they come crawling back on their hands and knees.
I don't want him on his hands and knees.
Liar.
Skip the ham.
Skip the ham.
Brandon used to be on other radio stations, but he found the light. He saw the light.
I saw the light.
He saw what happened. Used to be on V100.
And I love it over here. I really do.
That's right, man.
Well, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. What's not to love?
There's nothing. This station, this whole building is just amazing.
Exactly right, my friend.
I can't say it better than that.
It's true.
The people that you work for are the best.
They are. And if I ever left, I would always miss it. I'm not saying I'm leaving, but okay. I'm just saying if you know anybody in this building, anytime they leave, they miss it. They always call
me. How many people
hi.
Leave and come back?
Everybody.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like John McGivern.
Am I getting fired?
No, you'll know. Kevin, tell him how you'll know.
You'll get called into an office and two people will be sitting there. One of them will have an envelope. And you'll go, what's up? And they'll say, you're not going to do sports anymore. And then you go, okay, what do you want me to do? And they say, well, that's what we're here to talk about.
Clean out your desk.
Something like that. From what I can recall.